Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we were trying to understand why the guy who tricked them into giving them the Korban Pesach was killed. What avera did he do that was mechayev him in Misa in the previous shiur? We saw one suggestion that it's Gezel. We found that problematic. Another in that is that was Harasha. Another is that he was Mitami the Korban Pesach. And we are going to continue again based on a very interesting sefer, the sefer Matas Yado by Harav Matisyahu Meirovitz, which was written, in the 1800s. So he continues, this is in Siman Lamed Daled, in Ematzasi Lamoran Atzlach. Shakasu beferushu al psachim divar maschashachtu. Sha'af shabelis suffix shay Yisrael usr lita and kochim leben noyach. Hainu shay Yisrael usr lehanos. Aval ena Yisrael ben noach shalayochal kochim. Vikol zeb shahar kola kochim. Vobe pesach siv kol benechal yochal bo. Velo nemar lo yachil ben nechar mimenu. Shazas Yisrael maschashachal leben noach. Avaksiv ben necher lo yochal bo imkain as a ben necher hisser shlo yochal bo. Zobli sofik tam rambam peraktes mikarm pesach zayin shapasak shamachil kizais mena pesach ben necher ever belisa sev lo yachayv malchus. So the Tzlach says that in fact the guy is over when he eats, he's not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. It's an Aveira. So also for him to eat the Korban Pesach. And when the Jew is, when the Rambam writes that the Jew is over, it's because he's over on Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol. It says, Rav Meirovitz, V'anochi Ban Yustaiti, Lo Zachisi Lahavin Dvar V'Kedoshim. I don't get it. How can you say that the Azhara Shal Kol Ben Necher Lo Yochal Bo is referring to the Ben Necher? That's how he learns Pshat in the Rambam? How could that be? The Rambam says, Hamachil kezayis men ha-pesach. It's talking about the machil, not about the ochel. Lashon Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Shesirano mehachil pesach leger toshev, Rambam toshev esachil leyochal bo. And then the next mitzvah, Shesirano, Mi hachil pesach la'aral, v'rami saluchal aral lo yochal bo, baruch shochal loke, kuf chavches, shesirano miachal pesach Yisrael shehemir, v'rami saluchal benechal lo yochal bo, amar matagin kol bar Yisrael deshtamid v'loshen mechilta, re'la namavur. So when by the Ger Toshev he writes, mi hachil pesach, chen gabi aral, mi hachil pesach, so it's talking about the machil. Mehachil Pesach leger Toshev. It's talking about the one feeding it. It's not an aver on the guy. And the Rambam, and he says that the Rambam means that the Jew is over in the Fnaiver. There's no indication of that. Writes for Yosef to Mor Beinai Dim Kavanas Haram Delav Shekol Benechar Lo Yochel Bal Koya Aleino Yehudi Ochel Vayisol Shemachilu Eino Over Rakal Lifnei Iver Ken Lama Kosev Rambam Amachlu Kizayis Men Pesach Lo Leben Noach Lo Natnu Shiuri Bechayev Afil Al Kolshu. So why does he say a shir v'kizayis? If it was a din on the Ben Noach, what do you need a shir for? They don't have shirim like we have shirim. It should be a kol shu. Why does it say kizayis? So what the Rambam means is, based on what we see, that the Targum says Ben Nechar is a Jew who went to Shmad, was a Meshumid. He shouldn't eat. Like the Rambam brings in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rashi Zal Hevi Sham Hashem Mechilta Kol Ben Nechar Shenisnakru Maisav La'aviv Sheba Shemaim Vechad Akum Vechad Yisrael Mumer B'mashma, whether it's a Goy or Yisrael Mumer, an apostate Jew. So L'chor it's a Machlokes, because the Targum just says Kol Bar Yisrael Dishtamid Dishtamid, that any Jew who is Meshumid, and the Mechilta says both a Goy and a Jew. L'chor it's a Machlokes, but L'achar Iyun ain't kan Machlokes. The Be'emes Lashem Ben Nechor Pshuto Mashma Dekoy Al Akum. Whenever it says Nachri in the Torah, it's usually talking about Tanakh, it's usually talking about a Goy. But the Targum was brothered. How can you say the Torah is warning a Goy? The Goy's not going to listen to the Torah. And afterwards the Torah says, Ger Tosha V'Sachir L'Yochal. So if it already tells a Ger Tosha, who's not an Oved Avod Oz Kochavim, he's not lady from the Karban Pesach. Avad, a goy that's still serving Avodah Zarah, is not lady from the Karban Pesach. And therefore the Targum says that we're talking about a Bar Yisrael de Ishtamet. We're talking about a Jewish person who went to Shmad, who's an apostate. V'hu halo vaday shemitzuva b'mitzvahs. So he's still a Yid. He still has to keep the mitzvahs. And he's nenash, he's punished when he's over on Lo Yochal Bo. Like in every Lo Seh Shebetarah. Can't resign from being a Jew, that you're not going to be punished for your aveiros. Chas shalom. But the Mechilta explains that the Torah says a lashon of Ben Nechar, which is referring to a Bar Yisrael de Ishtamid, but Bevadai Gama Nachri, like the Pashtus lashon of the Torah is talking about a Nachri. And therefore the Mechilta explains that lashon Nechar, Amr Kan, Shenisnakru Masav La'aviv Shel Shemayim, Hainu She'ovid Abad Zara. It's talking about both a Jew and a guy, a Jew Meshubit and a guy. And the Targum would agree with that. He just says a Chiddush that it can't only be talking to the guy, because then why would the guy listen? So it's also talking to a Jew. We still have to explain when the Torah is mitzaveh that a mummer nachri are not allowed to eat a Karban Pesach. Does it mean that they're not allowed to be makriv themselves the Karban Pesach and not eat it? But if they're makriv themselves, you're not makabel. If they want to bring their own carbon, you're not makabel. Because mummer, you're not makabel a carbon. Even a darim and a davis, like it says in Chul Dav Hamad Aleph, in a number of places, so pask in the Rambam, Paragimel Milchos Maisei Karbanos Halacha Dalet. That a Jew worships idols or machal shabbos for hesi, and I'm a kabbalah men of carbon klal. Even in Ola, shemakabla nosim and anachrim, and I'm a kabbalah from a Jew's ovid over the zara. By goyim also, the Rambam writes there in Palacha Beis, aval akom ein makabla mehem ela olas bolvat shenem riad beinecha lo sakrivu, aval ein makabla em shlam belo menachos lo chatos v'ashamos, b'chein olas shenem bos benedim redavin, and makabla nosim and anachrim. So the only thing you're mekabel from a nachri is olos that come in eder v'nedava. Olos that don't come in eder v'nedava, and any other carbon, you're not mekabel from a nachri. For kol shkein Pesach, certainly not mekabel from a nachri. which is more chamor, like you see, it has to be lishma. So if mumrim and nachrim make a chabur achas, and they were mata the kohanim, they fooled the kohanim, they were makri, if this Pesach is pasul, dino kechulin. So that's not the Isser in the Torah. That doesn't even start. The whole thing is possible to start with. So when the Torah says not to have a mummer and a nachri on the Karban Pesach, it's talking about where we already have a Karban Pesach. We have a chabura, and they join in the chabura, and there the Pesach is kosher. Like if you make lemulim b'la reilim, the Pesach is kosher. Tarim l'tmeim, the Pesach is kosher. B'stam Yisraelim v'nachrim, the Pesach is kosher. And when this guy, who Mistama joined the Chabur of Jews, and they gave him from the Pesach, afterwards that we don't see that they passed the Pesach. So it turns out it was shechted for Goyim and for Jews. Nevertheless, when they realized he was a guy, they didn't passel it. So we have to say that it's still kosher. So we also have to say that the Ikar Azharav called Ben Nechar Lo Yochal is an Azharah Li Yisrael not to make a Ben Nechar Manoy Al HaKarbon and to give him to eat from the carbon. He's still going to be kosher, but don't give it to him. Don't allow him to be money. Don't give it to him to eat. So after our arichus, now we can be miyashev the Psak of the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Amachil kezayis mena Pesach, lemur melavay dezara, or legir tosha v'lesach reza over belosis say." So the Ikar Azharah is on the Jew that he shouldn't be memana with him these people on the Pesach, and he shouldn't give them to eat. So therefore, the Rambam says, "Amachil," because since the Yisrael is mushar, the din on the Yisrael has to be dafka kezayis. Why is there no Malkus? So we could say like the Kesef Mishnah, that since it doesn't say Mefurish Lo Sachilim, there's no Malkus. And we can say that's because it's a Lav Shem Bo Maisa, because the Ikar Maisa Isser, the Ochel is doing it, not the Machil. And also it's Asura Safek, because when we're master of the Machil, don't give to this Goy, to this Ger Toshev, to eat from the Pesach. Who knows if he's going to eat? Maybe he's going to change his mind. So it's not up to the person himself. So it's only Asura Safek. We don't know if the person's actually going to end up eating. And if he doesn't end up eating, the machil isn't over. Because he wasn't machil. So until now, we proved that the Ikar Azharah is referring to the Machil, like the Rambam says, Mefurish, and therefore he says a Machil Kezayis. But since the Nachri and the Ger Toshev and the Sachir are now allowed to eat it, so there's an Isser for the Jew to give them to eat. Just like a Moshe Devrim and Achai Ben Noach. So since they're over B'kol Shehu, because Lo Nidnu Shim L'Bnei Noach, so the Lifnei Ever is also going to be B'kol Shehu. And therefore the Rambam says at the end of the halacha, Vein ma'achilu memenu l'nachri. Afilu ki artosha v'sachir. And that's, the Rambam here doesn't say a shir. He doesn't say a kezayis, because he's talking about lifnei iver. And also he doesn't mention the mumer. Because in the Reisha he's talking about it as Haris Yisrael HaMachilo Ba'atzma. And therefore it's a kezayis. And the mumer, if he gives it to a mumer, that's also a kezayis. Alfa pi shechot Yisraelu. So therefore, since his shir is a kezayis, the Rambam writes a kezayis. But at the end, the Rambam doesn't say anything about a kezayis. So the Rambam starts a machlok kezayis mena pesach, beni pesach sheni lemumer lavoy dezara, ole ger toshav alasach, reiz over lasasei. So for the Jew, the shir is a kezayis, because it's also talking about giving it to a Jew. And v'ein ma'achilu menu l'nachri afilu ger tosha v'sachir. There the Rambam doesn't say a shir. Why doesn't the Rambam say a shir? Because here it's talking about the yisur of lifnei iver. And therefore there's no shir. Even a kol shu, as it says, Toshav v'sachar le'yochal bo. You know, again, the Rambam doesn't mention anything about lifnei iver. But what's the aveira here when you're machil memenu l'nachri? So it's an isser of lifnei iver, claims the Matas Yado. And it doesn't say a shir, because when the guy eats it, it's any shir. But in the Reisha, he's talking about giving it to a Jew also. And therefore the shir is going to be a kezayis. Okay, ish arichus gedola meod, that we can be marich in this, and hopefully we will continue talking about this. We will conclude here and give ourselves a bracha. We should be zocha lilmodu lamid lishmo las l'kaimus kol divrei salam teresa be'ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.